Good morning, this is Sal Sally. Hope you're having a great day and an amazing week so far. Today I want to talk about happiness has the best ROI. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Happiness has the best ROI, or return on investment. Are you happy doing what you're doing? Are you thriving or are you dragging? On Monday at work, are you the one that cannot wait for Friday to come? You do you. Work ethic is important, but working hard at something you hate is not going to give you happiness. It's going to give you burnout, heartburn, and escapism into something temporary that seemingly nourishes your body and mind in the short term without correctly treating the underlying problem rather than just the symptoms. If you are like the few who love what they do, then work does not feel like work anymore. Many times, finances get in the way. Bills have to be paid, you have to reduce the family debt, and you don't want to cut down on expenses. Or worse, you want to cut down, but your family does not want to make any changes. At least not the important ones that will move the dial. You may be in a relationship that is causing you angst and giving you pressure and stress and not giving you happiness. That may be a relationship in your personal life or at work. Why would you continue being in that toxic relationship if it is not contributing to your overall well-being and your happiness? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. You have one life, one opportunity. Are you ready to take it? Are you ready to live life to its fullest? Are you ready to live a life of happiness and a life of love that you deserve? Are you ready to invest the time and spend your time with people that care about you, that love you for who you are, and that encourage you and enable you to enlarge your zone of possibility? You need to make that call. Sometimes we need to create space to add something now or to make a change. We need to give away or give up or let go of the old to create space for the new. Start small. Make a small adjustment. Take the first step to make yourself happy. The rest will follow. Listen to your heart. Don't drown out the emotion or the passion. Let me repeat that. Don't drown out the emotion or the passion. Work with it rather than in spite of it. That will make all the difference. At the end of the day, what is important is not how much money you're making, or how much assets you have, or how much your bank balance is, or how many homes you own, and how large your 401k plan is, or whether you have granite countertops in your kitchen, or whether you have a jetted tub that is a jacuzzi as well as a doubles up as a whirlpool in your bathroom. None of that matters. What matters is, are you happy? Are you content? Are you living a life of fulfillment, enrichment, and engagement? How do you do that? Who do you surround yourself with? Where do you go? What path do you walk? These are some critical questions that we need to ask ourselves. Follow your soul, it knows the way. Reputations matter, and it's important to know the difference between somebody that walks in truth or a disciple and somebody that walks in falsehood or a deceiver. A disciple brings joy, is faithful, and puts others first. A deceiver brings sorrow, is unreliable, and puts their self first. A disciple is loving, supports the work, and does good. A deceiver, on the other hand, is uncaring, impedes the work, and does evil. Imitate a better life, tell a better story. Surround yourself with disciples and not deceivers. If you recognize a deceiver that is in your life, stay away from them. This is easier said than done. It's tough. But guess what? No guts, no story. Some people will hate you simply because they see you enjoying the success they don't have from the work they haven't done. So, you need to turn the page and move on. If something is not giving you happiness, stop doing it. If someone is not giving you happiness, stop being with them. If your situation is not giving you happiness, change it. Take action. Life is like a book. Some chapters are sad, some happy, and some very exciting. But if you never turn the page, you will never know what the next chapter holds. This is Sal. Sally, let me know your thoughts. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will talk to you soon. Have an amazing day and a great week. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.